Dr. Steve Ricketing, an office note on patient Robert Brown, date of birth 5/22/1967, date of service 2/22/2023. The paragraph of the patient is 55-year-old gentleman, referred to see me by Dr. Bettina Cardis for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. His best medical history includes the following: 1, bipolar disorder being managed at the Menninger Clinic, next kidney stone in 2019, times 1, next hypertension for the last 7 years, next history of atrial fibrillation, 6 post ablation. Past surgical history includes EP study and ablation of AFib, period allergies, non-drug allergies. Please go back to past medical history and history of melanoma resection. Go back to past surgical history includes melanoma resection, period. Allergy, non-drug allergy, social history, patient is divorced, amicably divorced, has total 4 kids, no smoking. He does do Nicorette gum, occasional alcohol use, no drug use. He has had history of marijuana use in the past. He used to be a pilot. Now he's on leave and he works trading commodities. Period, paragraph, family history. Father has history of thyroid cancer, Parkinson's disease, and melanoma. Mother is healthy. Sister has melanoma. Period. If your systems reveals no headache, no intake of NSAIDs, no chest pain or shortness of breath, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no melanoma. I'm sorry, no melanoma. He does have nocturia up to 1 to 2 times at night. He has hesitation upon starting urination, intermittent urinary flow reported. He does have a report complete bladder emptying, no leg swelling, or other systems that even are negative. Period. Current medications are reviewed include alprazolam, vitamin D3, vitamin B12, fluvoxamine, hydrochlorothiazide, melatonin, metoprolol, nicotine patch, and Invega. Sustenna injections. Period. On physical exam, his vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupillary reactor to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, and anterior sclera, no cervical fendinopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular veins distension bilaterally, moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, noted paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds of regular rhythm, normal sinus 2, no membranous nerve infection, bare lung, acute auscultation, no crackles, or this is a paragraph of the myself, my hepatomegaly, no spinal megaly, no gary rebound, or rigidity extremities. There is no edema in the lower center, skin mass, not a neuro exam, is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following. His creatinine was 1.17 in August, and for the last couple of months, he's been around 1.3. Period. His hepatitis, surface antibody, hepatitis C was negative. Period. Paragraph assessment and plan: 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This may be related to hypertensive nephrosclerosis versus drug-induced allergic interstitial nephritis versus effect of thiazide diuretic. We are going to complete the workup. This will include serologic workup. Renal ultrasound has been done. It was unremarkable. No evidence of stones and good echogenicity. We are going to complement by doing a bladder ultrasound to assess post-void residual since he has a prostatic hypertrophy on the ultrasound and he has symptoms of prostatitism. Period. Paragraph. Hypertension controlled on current regimen to continue for now. Next history of atrial fibrillation, assess post-ablation stable. Next, bipolar disorder stable and physical kidney stones. We're going to do a little link study, 24-hour urine collection for a metabolic stone workup. Period. Paragraph. Patient is going to be seen in televisit in 2 weeks to discuss with the results. Period. Paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Bettina, for allowing me to participate in the patient's care. I'll keep you updated on his progress and report. Thanks. CC Dr. Cardis Bettina.